Distracted, Lisa lost count of the bills in her hand. She began again. This earned a loud exhale from the woman waiting for her change. She wore a tailored blazer and designer jeans. Lisa could tell she would not be leaving a tip. Tick, 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 tick. The sound seemed to come from all around. No matter how she turned, Lisa could not pinpoint the source.
Okay, what is that?
She threw the money down in the register and looked out the windows on the front and left side of her cafe, hoping to spot something that might be causing the noise. As usual, she saw only the intersection of two streets right near the edge of downtown Denver. Bright light from the low morning sun reflected off the windows on the building across the street. The woman in the blazer looked down at the register and up at Lisa. Her mouth formed a small round circle, and she looked as if this was the first time in her life she had ever been ignored. The hair on Lisa's neck stood on end as the ticking grew louder. Suddenly, the noise ended with a pop. It felt as if all sound had been sucked out of the air. Outside the plate glass windows, the city vanished. 2. The lights went out, plunging the room in darkness. Lisa screamed, emitting a small squeaky sound. Battery-powered emergency halogens came to life above the front door, providing enough light to see around the room, but not nearly enough to make up for what they had cost her. One of the men in line gasped, a high, hitching sound. It was the regular, Lisa realized. The building lurched to the left. Lisa had never been in an earthquake before, but this had to be what it felt like. Several people screamed now, and Lisa wondered if her insurance covered earthquakes. A chunk of plaster fell from the ceiling and hit Lisa's shoulder, ripping her sleeve and slicing shallow grooves in the skin of her arm. She sucked air through clenched teeth and rubbed the cut. The building shifted again, and a gust of air hit Lisa in the back as something large collapsed behind her. Two joggers sitting near the front of the store stood and moved toward the door.
Don't go out there,
Lisa thought. That was wrong, though, wasn't it? You were supposed to get outside during an earthquake. Yet for some reason, it seemed like a terrible idea. Before the couple reached the door, one of the 6-foot-tall windows exploded in a crinkling blast. They threw up their arms to shield their heads, but most of the glass shattered outward.
Shit!
Shouted the older jogger. He dragged his girlfriend back to the center of the room. The door flew open, slamming into the empty window frame, and a young man stumbled in.
I can't believe it! Everything is gone! Denver is gone!
The man ran all the way to the back of the room and moved behind the counter next to Beth. She put her hands on her hips and gawked at him.
What the hell, dude? You want a job?
He turned toward the front of the store, and the emergency light shone on his face, revealing dozens of small cuts, each a red line of blood.
What do you mean, gone? Asked the UPS man. How is it gone?
It dawned on Lisa why going outside seemed like a bad idea. It wasn't just dark inside. It was dark out there as well. That made no sense. The sun had been up for half an hour. Lisa stepped out from behind the counter, careful to close the register first. The bitch in the blazer seemed to have forgotten about her change and now clung to the back of the orange couch which separated the counter from the seating area up front. Beth followed Lisa, grabbing her arm with two hands.
Lisa, what's happening?
She was a toucher. Lisa shrugged her off and walked to the wide window along the left wall. The view normally showed the hotel across the street with the Starbucks in the lobby. A Starbucks, Lisa often noted, that did a fraction of the business her store brought in.
Is everyone okay? Demanded the jogger.
He wore running shorts that were too small for him and an angry expression.
Is anyone hurt?
No one answered. Outside the window, Lisa saw only darkness. She moved her head around to shift her perspective and realized it was not completely black out there. In the sky above, she saw stars.
Was there supposed to be an eclipse?
Below the window, she detected starlight reflecting off of something. Something moving.
That looks like water, the delivery man said.
Somehow, in addition to an earthquake,